He was more widely known in the Pacific. And as far as his association with the Pacific Islands News Association during my term as president, Ozea, when he came into Pina, and at that time we were trying to get organizations and countries that had sort of left the fold. And, just talking one-on-one with him, he had this vision, and he saw that Papua New Guinea was a country that people looked up to. At the time, with the situation that was going on in Fiji, that media freedom was somewhat of in a quandary at that point where, we had the coups and so forth. So he stepped in, and he became like almost like a grandfather. And I had always looked to Ozea as for his counsel whenever there were situations where there was disagreement. And it was great to have diverse opinions and discourse. But the important thing was to keep talking. Other people in Pina thought that we should all agree and portray this one unity. But with so many different cultures and personalities in the organization at the time, Ozea, you went to Papua New Guinea, and the way that he ran his newsrooms, and also how he was respected by people in the community, and also people in competing newspapers and radio stations and TV stations. I learned about OP passing, you felt as a professional colleague, you felt his absence already.
And what about his media colleague SL? How will he be remembered?
When we were talking at the Pacific Journalists Association, and this was just a network, online network of journalists, Pina at that time was not vocal and of media freedom curtailment. And there were situations happening in different parts of the Pacific, and Pina was not speaking out. So we said, why don't we have a group that would say something when media freedom is threatened, and we would be a group that would also look at our own media organizations and speak out when we ourselves are exercising censorship among ourselves because of advertising or so forth. And Susube was the first person that was willing to take up a role as chair. And it's all voluntary. There's no secretariat or anything. It was just a group of like-minded people who felt that there was a need in the region to have this voice. We've been able to get statements out. We've been able to get stories out and also be interviewed by people like yourselves, ABC, Radio New Zealand, and our statements go out in the Pacific press. So we feel the contribution that these two gentlemen have made is worthy of us honoring them with this statement about their passing.
Monica, media freedom is under attack around the world. How will their legacy strengthen media freedom in the Pacific?
I've always felt that it's through exposure of situations that happen around the world, and you see individuals, and you see journalists, you see publishers, owners of news organizations who have stood their ground and faced so much pressure from outside forces, the government, advertisers, and you feel inspired by their example. I also appreciate that while we in the Pacific do come across situations where, there'll be a certain individual who will be threatened, and we have had situations where our media colleagues have been beaten because of things they've written, generally we operate in safe conditions. So to me, that's how I see it, that's their legacy. Passing on an example for up-and-coming journalists, up-and-coming media personnel to follow.